Mesechtes Kedushin Daf Yutes, six lines on the top of Daf Yutes and Alf, where Mil discussing Dinam of Yud and in Pashim Mishpatim in Perchav Alf Psukim Ches to Yud, the Torah states in Rabbi Ini Adonai Shelo Yadav Hefta La'am Nachri La'im Shul Machur Vigdaba V'Nolay Yadena K'mishpah Abanis Yasala Imacharis Yikalai She'ira K'susav Einasa La'igra. So if a person purchases an Amma Riyah, the Torah tells us that either he or his son has a right and a mitzvah to marry the Amma, and this way changes status from being an Amma to being a full-fledged wife. And this process is called Yud. And the Gemara had a shaila if Yud is Suin Aisa, Eiris Aisa, and we ended off that Yud is Eiris Aisa. And before we begin, it's important to note that the Gemara will bring two shitas as to how the Adin or his son are claiming Amaria as their wife through Yud. One shita holds that she is Mekudeshes based on the original money that the Adin gave to her father in order to acquire her as an Amaria. And one shita holds that at the time of Yud, the Adin is Meichel to her any further Shibud. And with this Hanah, that she no longer has to work for the Adin, she is Makna herself for Kedusha to the Adin. And of course, this will only work if the remaining time that she would still have to work for the Adin has at least a value of a Shavaputa, and therefore the Adin is being Meichotar a Shavaputa. And keep in mind that according to either Pshat, no money and no Kesef changes hands at the point of Yud. Either the Kinyan of Kedushin is being done by the Kesef that was given from the Adin to the father of the Amavriya at the point of the purchase, or the Adin is being Meichel any further Shiba to the Amavriya, and that itself is the Kinyan. And if so, we understand that an Adin can be Kaddish's woman, because at least there was some sort of transaction that happened between the Adin and the father of the Amavriya or the Amavriya itself. However, as we mentioned, Yud is not necessarily where the Adin goes and is Mekaddish and the Miyayah the Amavriya, as the Torah teaches us that the Adin could also decide to give the Amavriya over to his son based on the Din of Yud. If so, we see a major Chiddush b'negei Yud, that even though the one who was being Mekaddish the woman did not actually give the money to this woman, as the son was not involved in the transaction at all, even so, the Yud could be chal between the Adin's son and the Amavriya. And the Gemara therefore asks by Reish Lakish that Reish Lakish will ask the following question: the Lachir, since we see that Yud between the child of the Adin and the Amavriya is not a transaction that's actually being done by the son, and it's not necessarily that we need the das of the son, so Ma'ash Miyad Adin will be cotton. So possibly the Torah was also Mechadish to us that a father could be Miyad the Amavriya to his child, even though the son is a cotton. And Reish Lakish explains his studim, Benoyam Rachmana Benoy Kaldu, since the Torah states, then B'nai means any child, even if it's a cotton, or maybe the child that the Torah is talking about has to be similar to the Adin, Mahu Gadol, Apin a Gadol. And just like the Adin is a Gadol, therefore the child also has to be a Gadol. And the Gemara answers, Amr Abzera stated, Tashma, bring your raya, that the Pasuk in Pashas Kedoshim states, the Ish Ashiyinaf as Ishis Ish, Ashiyinaf as Ishis Re'eu, Maisumas Hanoyaf Hanoyafes. And we learn out when the Pasuk says Ish, Pratler cotton, that's coming to exclude that if a cotton was Mizana with an Ish, he would not be chayiv miso. And the pasuk says, "Ashi yinaf as ishis ish, prat leishis cotton." That the only time that you chayiv miso when you're being mizana with an ishis ish has to be an isha that's married to a gadol. But the Torah comes to exclude us that there is no case where we find ishis to a cotton, and therefore, if someone's mizana with a woman who is ostensibly married to a cotton, it would not be chayiv miso because that is not considered valid ishis. And the Gemara continues with its raya, the amr miyayid. If we're going to say that a cotton can be miyayid and amaria, im kein mitzinu ishis l'cotton. Then Lachir, how could we say that when the Pasuk says Ashiyinaf as Ishis Ish, it proud Ishis cotton because there's no possibility that a woman can be an Ishis Ish and is married to a cotton? But the Maisa, we do find a case that a woman could be married to a cotton and would be a valid Ishis, which is in our case where a father gave over his son who was a cotton to an Amavriya, and therefore if someone's Mizana with this Amavriya at a later point, they would be Chayim Misa because she's a full-fledged Ishis Ish. Therefore, Rav Zera brings a raya to the Tzad of Reish Lakish that a person cannot be Miyayin an Amavriya to his son who is a cotton. And some agrees at this point to the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, that Abaya responded back to Rav Zera and he said, your raya is not a valid raya, because Velamai, what are you going to tell me? Ainam Yayid, that a cotton does not have the ability to do Yid with an Amavriya, so Maikam Mayit Lekra. So why would the Torah have to be Mechadish to us, Asher Yinaf Es Eishes Ish, Prat Leishes Cotton, if it's not even possible to have an Eishes Cotton, and therefore certainly she's not considered Eishes Ish, and we don't need a Miyid for that? And therefore, Abaya says to Rav Zera, Lechura Tifshim Minod Miyayid, that from this pasuk we should actually have a Pshitas to the other side of Reish Lakish, the din should be that a cotton should have the ability to miyayid amavriya. The Torah is being mechadish to us as sheyinaf es eishes ish, pratla eishes cotton, that even if there's a woman who is actually an eishes cotton and is an amavriya that's married to a cotton and is a full fledged eishes, even so, if someone's mizana with that amavriya who had yud, they would not be chayiv misa because they were mizana with a woman who's only a wife of a cotton. And the Gemara continues, Amar Ravashi. Ravashi states that while I agree with you, Abaya, that since the pasuk states as sheyinaf es eishes ish, pratla eishes cotton, there must be a case where there was a woman that could be married to a katan and it would be a valid ishus, but even so, you can't prove to me that the din is that an amavriya can get married and have yud with the katan. As hacha biyavim ben hashashon v'yemechad habol yavinta eskinon, and when the Torah is mechadish to us asher yinafes eshishish pratle ishus katan, that's actually coming to exclude a case where there is ishus for a katan. And what is that case? In a scenario where Reuven was married to Rachel and then Reuven died and his brother Shimon, who was at that point still a katan and was only 9 years old, and one day where biyasi is bia and Shimon had bia with Rachel, even though generally a katan can't be mekadesh and isha. However, over here, since the Midraisa Chazlei or some agurus, the Midraisa Kanyalei, and as Rashi points out, claimers hukalei ba isabia l'chol davar v'kanal yarsha, that lemaisa Rachel was zakuk to Shimon, and therefore it's easier to be kain to her, and that's why even though Shimon at this point is still a katan, he would be able to be kain to her through his bia, and she would be a full-fledged ishish Midraisa. And Rashi brings this in from the Mishnah Masechtas Nida that states bentesha shebal yivintai kana, and it is for the case of bia where katan can be kain to a woman as an ishish, and he can actually marry her. So one may think, kibud Midraisa Chazilei or Midraisa Kanilei ubiyasa bia habala mischaya beishish. After Shimon was miyabim Rachel and so was mizana with her, so they would be chayiv because he was mizana with a full-fledged ishish. Kamash blon, that even though ina chenami, she is an ishish as Shimon had a valid yibum, and even so, the Torah states that the only way that someone is going to be chayiv because they were mizana with a woman is only someone that was yinafes ishish prat leishis katan, and since in this case she's a full-fledged wife but only to a katan, so the Torah is mechadish to us that this couple that were mizana would not be chayiv misa, and we learned our Gemara like Shitas Rashi. However, Taisa points out when the Gemara states with Midraisa Chazalei, that's only an actual Havmina, and the Havmina Gemara was that since she's Zakuk to Shimon, therefore Shimon could actually marry her, it would be a full-fledged Ishus, and therefore if someone is Mizana with her, they would be Chai Misa. And the Gemara is Mechadish that based on the Pasuk that states, Ash Yinafes Ishus Ish, we learn that Pratla Ishus Katan, that this excludes that there is no Ishus for a Katan, even in the case of Yibam, where Shimon was Zakuk to Rachel, Shimon would not be able to acquire Rachel by doing beer with her, and even though he was 9 years old in one day, and Biyasa Biyah, it still would not be a valid Yibam, and they would not be married at all. And Taisus explains that even though Rashi brought a raya to his din, as the Mishnah Masechtas Nida stated, Ben Tesha Bal Yavim Tekana, however, the Mishnah Masechtas Yavama states, also Bias Ben Tes Kamayim Begadol, meaning that Bias Ben Tes is mamish like Maima, where it's only a din Rabbanon and not a din Deraisa. Before we continue, let's just see Taisus Dibu Maskal Ish Pratla Katan, where Taisus states, V'afagav the Katan Labba Inchin, even though a Katan is not about Inchin, Mikomakum Itzuk Kalim Ute, we still need the Pasuk to tell us that he's not going to be chayiv when he's born on Ishish, the Kasach Daitach, as we would have a Havmina, Shein Erek, that he would be killed, Kim Shishin Eregas Al Yodai, since the woman would be killed through this Bia, since he was 9 years old and one day, and even so, the Teres Bechadish does, the Ish Pratla Katan, they still not going to be chayiv Misa, and when a Katan that's 9 years old and a day is Mizana with an Ishish, the Ishish would be chayiv Misa, however, he would not be chayiv Misa. And just to complete the thought of the Gemara, that since Rav Ashi teaches us that the Pasuk of Ashi Yinaf Ishish, Pratla Ishish Katan, could be coming to teach us a din, B'negei Yovan, that's Ben Tashan V'yemechad, therefore we can't bring a raya from this braisa to either tzad of our suffix. We're still unsure if the din would be that a person can be miyayid and amavriya to his son who is a katan or not. And the Gemara says, my habila, so maisa, what's the maskana? And the Gemara brings now a raya, Tashma, Amrab Eva, Amrab Yanai, that Rav Eva said in the name of Yanai, and yid el begadol, and yid el midas, yid must be with the gadol, and yid must be midas. And therefore, there's clear raya from this braisa that yid could only be done when someone is a gadol, and Adin cannot take an amavriya and give her to his son who's a katan. The Gemara now asks on his braisa, Tati, and as Rashi says, Hachadu l'chir, it's only one din, kimi they need el midas, that since yid can only be done midas, pshita they need el begadol, and therefore it's pashut that yid can only be done for a gadol, as a katan is not vadas, and therefore why the braisa stay both in him? And Ayin Taisus brings down from Rabbi Chanan that Pirish Tati claimed the sasun hadadi, there's actually a steer between the two nidim, as the Rashi Darmin and Ainid el begadol, mashma, afilu shalom midas, it's mashma, as long as there's a gadol that's performing yid, it could be shalom midas, and then we say Ainid el midas, mashma of shalom midas loimahani, and therefore there's a steer between the Rashi and the Sefer, and the Gemara answers, matam kama, that in the Chanami, the Bryce is actually giving us the reasoning for the Rashi, matam Ainid el begadol, was the reason that yid could only be formed by a gadol, even if a father wants to give an amavriya over to his son who's a gadol, doesn't tell his son about it, and his son does not mask him to get married to this amavriya, then it would not be a valid yud. And similarly, yud does not work by a katan because the katan is ein b'das. And the Gemara continues via b'yisema, or I could explain when the Braisa states ein yud ol midas is not referring to the das of the one who's doing yud, but my midas, midas tida, we're referring to the das of the Adam of Riha herself. And the Brisa is teaching us, first of all, Yid has to be done by a Gadol. And number two, even if Yid is being performed by a Gadol, you still have to tell the Amar Riha, and she has to actually consent that she wants to do Yid with this person, and it can't be done by Kocha. And this definition of her das is based on Rashi and Dira Maskel, who Tani Love, who Amla. However, in Taisis on Daf Heim and Aleph, Taisis brings from Rabbeinu Tam that the Pshat and the definition of das b'negei Yid is that you just have to notify the Amar Riha that you're going to do Yid, but there is no need to have her consent. And the Gemara continues, the Tani Abaya Braid Rabavo, or some Geris Avimi Braid Rabavo, Hashaloi Oda, since b'negei Kedushin of Amar Riha, the Torah calls it Yid and does not call it Kedushin, and it states Yoda, so we learn out Milamit Shisarch Liada, or as some Geris Liada, that you have to inform her and you have to notify her, and according to Rashi, you also have to receive her consent. And the Gemara continues, Hu Tani La, Avimi brought this Braisa of Hu Amala, and he explained the Braisa as well. He explains when this Braisa says that we need the Das of this Amar Riha, that is only specifically B'negei Dinam of Amar Riha, and it's not necessarily according to every man to Amma, as B'Kedusha Yud, the Braisa is going only in the case of Kedusha Yud, Valibid Rabbeis Rabbi Yuda, and it's also going specifically like Rabbeis Rabbi Yuda, the Amma Maisri Shainis Lava Kedusha Nitnu, who is the man to Amma that we mentioned in Dak Dama, and we also will see on Daf Yutazim Beis, holds when an Adon is B'Kadosh and Amar Riha and does Yud, Kinyan is not occurring based on the original money that the Adon gave to her father. In that case, there would be no difference between the Din of Yud by an Amar Riha and the Din of Kedusha Ketana. And just like by Kedusha Ketana, we don't need the Das and the consent of the Ketana, and a father can be Mekadosh his daughter that's a Ketana. Therefore, when a father sells his daughter as an Amar Riha, and part of that sale is that he's consenting, the Adon could decide to do Yud with her and use the original Kesef as the Kesef Kedushin. Therefore, there would be no need to have the consent of the Amar Riha at any point. However, this Braisa is going like the Shita Rabbi Yisrael ben Yehuda, who holds that when an Adon wants to do Yid with the Amar Riha, he's doing so based on the Pruta Shalea, meaning that he tells her that I'm being Mekadosh you based on the fact of being Meichel any further Sheba that you have with me, and this transaction is not being done between the Adon and the father of the Ketana, but it's being done with the Amar Riha itself. Therefore, as Rashi said, Lufikach in Dasa Av Behem Mitchila Vim Einu Medea Shetekabala in Kan Kedushin, and since there was no Dasa of the father, and the father is not involved in this transaction from the beginning of this transaction, therefore, you have to tell the Amar Riha, and she has to consent that she wants a Kedushin to be Chal, otherwise the Yud would not take effect. And the Gemara continues, Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Rav Nachman Yitzchak argues on this Din Davimi just brought down, who said that this price is going Dafka like the Shita Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that Meis Rishayin is Lav L'Kedushin Anu, as Rav Nachman Yitzchak explains, Afil Teim L'Kedushin Anu, even we would say that our price holds that Meis Rishayin is Lidl Kedushin Anu, but Shani Hachad Amar Nachman Yada, even though B'negei a regular Kedushin that a father does for his daughter Tzaktana, there is no need to receive the consent of the daughter Tzaktana. However, by years, since it's Xeris HaKosa that states Yada, therefore the Torah teaches us that we need the consent and we need the Ratzin of the Amar Riha, even though she's Tzaktana, and even though her father was the party who accepted the Kesef Kedushin at the point that he sold her to the Adain. The Gemara just mentioned the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda that Meis Rishayin is Lav L'Kedushin Anu, and the Gemara asks, my Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, what is the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda? The Gemara brings a Braisa, the Tanya, as we learn to the Braisa, the Pasuk states, and we learn out, Yehuda Vehefta, since the Torah puts the Din of Yud next to the Din of Pidyon, so we learn out that when you're going to do Yud with the Amar Riha, there has to be enough time during the day that there is a sheer opinion and there's still a shavu pruta of value of work that this woman still has to perform for the Adin. And Mikana Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, and from this Din, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda taught us, and in Yeshayis B'yam, K'day lasting my shavu pruta mikudashes, that the only way that Yud could be performed is only up to the point of the time when there would still be enough value of the work of the Amar Riha that would still be worth the shavu pruta. And therefore, when the Adin is being miayit her, it comes out that he's actually giving her the value of the hanor of the shavu pruta, v'imlav ein mikudashes. However, if, for example, the Adin tries to be miayit the Amar Riha a moment before she's supposed to go out free, as a moment before 6 years or Yovel starts, in that case, since he's not being meichel her the value of a pruta, therefore would not be a valid yield. As we just explained, Alma Kasava, Moshe Rishayin is Lava Kedushin Anu. Therefore, we see that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda doesn't hold that the original money was what was being used by the Adin for Kedushin, because why would it make a difference as to how much value of work is left at the time that the Adin wants to perform yield? If L'chayr, the Adin is being Mekadosho with the Kesef that he originally gave to her father, and that Kesef was given that at any point that he wants, he can decide to be Miayida, and even if it will be a moment before she goes out free, he should still be able to be Miayida. The Gemara continued that Rav Nachman Yitzchak, however, explains the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that Afilu Teim L'Kedushin Anu, that really we could explain that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda also agrees that Meis Rishayin is L'Kedushin Anu. Even so, when the Adon wants to be Miayid her, it has has to be at a point that's Yeshayis B'yayim, could they last in my Sharaputa, and if not, it would not be a valid Kedushin, and Shani Hachad, Amr Rachman of Hefta, and the reason is because it's a Xeris HaKasav, since it says Ya'od of Hefta, and if we learn out that you could only be done at a point that Pidyon can be done, and of course, Pidyon can only be done at a point when there's still a value of a Sharaputa to the work of the Amavriya. Keep in mind that although the Gemara brought that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is the sheet that holds that Moshe Rishon is Lav Kedushin, no, however, according to the sheet of Nachman Yitzchak, he explains that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda also agrees that Moshe Rishon is Lav Kedushin and new. In fear of Nachman Yitzchak, there is no Machlekes Tanoim as to how the mechanics of Yid works, and all agree when Adon is Miyayin and Amavriya, it's working based on the Kesef that the Adon originally gave to the father of the Amavriya. And Rashi and Diva Masal Kedushin and new says that the Nafkamina, according to the Man Omar, that Moshe Rishon is Lav Kedushin and new, and according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, who at least according to the first sheet of the Gemara holds, Moshe Rishon is Lav Kedushin and new, is as to how we perceive the actual Maisa Kedushin, and was the Maisa of Yid done with the father of the Amavriya, was Yid being done with the Amavriya herself. As Rashi explains, if we hold that Moshe Rishon is the Kedushin anew, therefore it's considered that the father gave over his daughter for Ishus, gave her over for Yid to the Adon. Therefore, Vim Yadav and his Amla Shuv Ein Meichel Shivchus Rabbi Kiva, and according to the sheet of Rabbi Kiva that we had on Daf Yud Zayin, once the father sold his daughter as an Amavriya, and the Adon performed Yid with her, and then the Adon or his son died, since she's a Tana, she goes back to her father's house, and certainly with fear of Akiva, her father would no longer be able to sell her as an Amavriya once again, as in Shivchus Acher Ishus. However, according to the Shita Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that Moshe Rishon is Lav Kedushin Anu, that even though her father originally sold her as an Amavriya, when Moshe she got married and she had Yid with the Adon or with his son, however, that Yid was not performed by the father and actually was done by the Isha herself and by the Amavriya. If while she's still a Tana, the Adon or the son die, and at that point she goes back to the father's house, the father would once again be able to sell her, as in this case it would not be a problem according to Rabbi Kiva, as although Rabbi Kiva held that in Shifchus Acha Ishus, but Rabbi Kiva held that if Yeh Shifchus Acha Shifchus, in this case the father didn't marry her off, as Moshe Rishon is Lav Kedushin Anu, and it's really the daughter that is involved in the Maisa of Yod, and therefore the father could still sell her once she becomes an Almana, as long as she's still a Tana, as we discussed. And keep in mind that L'chayrit Tzarech Bia, why'd Rashi have to go and give us this Nafkamina, if L'chayrit is a more partial Nafkamina, in a case where the Adon wants to do Yid with her, and there's not a Pruta of Avoida left. If we hold Moshe Rishon is L'Kedushin Anu, then he could still do Yud. However, if Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda hold that Moshe Rishon is Lav L'Kedushin Anu, and since there's not a Pruta left of value that the Adon could be Meichel, therefore Yid would not work, and we'll also see on Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis that there would be another Nafkamina if the father went and was Mekadosh his daughter that's an Amavriya to another man prior to the Adon be Mekadosh her with Yud. As if we hold Moshe Rishon is L'Kedushin Anu, then if at some point the Adon went and performed Yud with this Amavriya, then he would be Mekadosh with her, and the person that the husband tried to be Mekadosh her would not be Mekadosh with her, as the Yud performed by the Adon with the original money that was given for the kinyan of this Amavriya predates the Kabbalah's Kedushin that the father had with the second man. However, if you are Beis Yehuda, it would come out that since Moshe Rishon is Lav L'Kedushin Anu, then when Reuven went and Mekadosh Rachel to another man, then Rachel would be Mekadosh to the second man, as that Kedushin predates the Kedushin and the Yud of the Adon. The Gemara continues and teaches us two dinim based on the din of Rabbi Yehuda that Moshe Rishon is Lav L'Kedushin Anu. So Rav Amram Nachman, Oim Adon Libitek Tana, Tzi V'Kibli Kedushayach Mid Rabbi Yehuda, that a person could tell his daughter that's a Tana, you go and accept your money for your Kedushin. And we understand this from the din of Rabbi Yehuda, because Lav Amram Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe Rishon is Lav L'Kedushin Anu, the din Rabbi Yehuda teaches us that the original money that the Adon gave to the father of the Tana is not for Kedushin, and the Kedushin happens based on the fact that the Adon says to the woman that be miayed you with the Hanah, that be meichel you your work that you have to perform, and if so, he's actually giving the Kesef Kedushin to the Tana and not to the father. As Rashi explains on the few Tesan Beis Alma, so we see since the father sold over your day and he knew and that the Adon can be miayed at some later point, it's considered that the Kedushin was done from the das of her father, and it's as if he said to her, go and be mekabel your kesef kedushin. And as Gemara says, hachinami leishna, and therefore in this case, where Reuven says to his daughter Zuktana to go and accept your kesef kedushin, and even though of course there's no das for Zuktana, but the kesef kedushin is being accepted based on the father telling her to accept her kedushin, and it would be a valid kedushin. And I entices that he explains that even though a Zuktana doesn't have a yad and can't be zeicher minatera, however Zuktaisis that since the husband is giving her the kesef and there's das acheres maknala, therefore there is zechia even on the rice dika level, ayin and taisis. And the Gemara continues with the second din that we learn out from the din of Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda, who holds that Moshe Rishon is allowed for kedushin anew. And as the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Nachman, Rav says the name of Nachman, Hamikadosh Milva Sheish La Mashkin Mekudeshes Midrav Beis Rav Yehuda. That if someone's Mekadosh a woman by using a Milva Sheish La Mashkin, so if Rachel owed money to Reuven and Reuven already has a Mashkin from Rachel, and Reuven says to Rachel, I want to be Mekadosh you with the Hanar that I'm being Michael Yoshibud, and you don't have to pay me this $100 that you owe me. The din is that would be a valid kedushin, and the right is Lav Amar Beis Rav Yehuda Moshe Rishon is Lav Kedushin anew. Since when an Odin is Miyayid the Amar Vriya, it's not done based on the original money that was given from the Odin to the father of the Amar Vriya, and he is occurring based on the Odin being Michael the Shibud that Rachel has to him. So we have to look at the original money that Odin gave to the father as if it was a loan, and he goof a mashkini, and the father gave a mashkin to the Odin, and he gave her his daughter as an Amar Vriya. And as Rashi explains on the few tests in the base, that Lav Kedushin anew, Ve'inim Akacha El Aide Geroyan, Sheesh Lalad, Havin Milva, as Lemaisa the Amar Vriya is chayev to give to the Adin either the value of her work or anything that's equivalent to Viyatma Mashkin, and she herself is considered a Mashkin. And as the Gemara continues in the few Testament ways, Vichy Mashiach Bashar Putin Miyayid have a Kedushin, and we know that when the Adin wants to be Miyayid the Amar Vriya, long as there's still a value of a Shar Puta of work that the Amar Vriya still owes to him, then he could be Makadisha by being Meichel that value. Therefore, we see that the Adin is being Makadisha with the value of the Hanar that he's Meichel her work product and Meichel Shar Puta, and therefore the same applies if Reuven wants to be Mekadosh Rachel and Rachel owes him money. Reuven can be Mekadosh with the Hanah of the Mechila of the Sheba of the money that she owes him. As the Gemara states, Hachinami Loishna, and Tesis on the bottom of Amid asked that Lechayr, what is the Chiddush of our Gemara that states that we only notice Din from Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda? If Lechayr, we already had a Gemara on that Vavim Beis that told us if someone is Mekadosh someone by Nos Mechilas Milva, it would be a valid Kedushin, and even if there was no Mashkin. And Tesis says that in Hachinami, that the Chiddush of our Gemara is that even though there is a mashkin, and one may think that it actually would be worse, as maybe Rachel is not going to be government Makadish Narafsha because she knows that even though he was Michael $1,000 to her and he was Michael the Chayiv, but the Maisi is still holding on to the mashkin, and maybe he'll retain the mashkin and never give him mashkin back, and therefore it actually turns out that she didn't have any anah from this Mechila because in any case she lost $1,000. And Kamash 1, that even though the husband has a mashkin, it would still be a valid Kedushin. And Taiz asked, Al-Khayr, how would you actually learn this from Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda? If the case of Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is that she actually goes free and she's no longer an Amar Vriya, and therefore she's actually getting back her mashkin, and L'Chira, this is not similar to the case where someone's Mekadosh Rachel and he keeps the mashkin and she has to rely that at some point he's going to return the mashkin. And Ayin Taisis, how he explains our Gemara. And our Gemara continues, Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in Brisa, Ketsa Mitzvah Yid, how is the Mitzvah of Yid? Oymala B'fnei Shnayim, if Reuven the Adon says in front of two people, Hareyat Mekudeshesli, Hareyat Mehuresesli, or as the Bachid Zin, Hareyat Mehuredesli, Afilu B'sei even if it's right at the end of 6 years, that filu samach l'shkiyas chama, and even if it's right before shkiyas chama, and at that point there is no longer any value to our work product, and even so the kedusha would be chal, and she would be muyades v'noyigba minig ishes v'inoyigba minig hashifches, and at that point she's considered a full fledged wife, and therefore he has to give her all dinim of ishes, and he's not noyigba minig shifches. And as the pasuk continues, that said v'im acheres yikachloi she'erik susa v'inasa layigra, and of course this shita, the shita tadakama, that moysu rishenis l'kedusha nenu. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, however, Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds, and Yisrael Yisrael Yehuda, could he last in my Shavuot and Kodeshes? If there's time in the day that there's still value of a Shavuot to a work product, then by being Michael that she would be Mekodeshes. Bim Lav ain't Mekodeshes, and if not, she would not be considered Mekodeshes. And of course, we read the Brisa based on the understanding that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda holds that Moshe Rishon is Lav Lekedushin Anu, but according to Rav Nachman Yitzchak, he would actually understand that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda is telling us that based on Xeris HaKosev, therefore there's a din that you have to have at least a value of Shavuot at the point that you'd be Mekadishar. And the Brisa continues and brings a mushal. And although generally when we find a mushal is what teaching us another din. However, Zok Rashi, Klema, Mikanat, Lamed, Lo'im Isha, that from this din that we just mentioned, we could learn out another similar din. And the Gemara explains, Lo'im Isha, Skashili, Ma'achshav, La'achshav, if Reuven says to Rachel, I want to be Mekadishu from now and after 30 days, Bo'acha, V'kitcha, B'tech, Shloshim Yom, and then Shimon comes and gives Rachel Kesef Kedushim within 30 days, Shemekudeshes Rishin, that Rachel is Mekudeshes to Reuven and not to Shimon. And as Rashi says, the Hagi Kamala, as Reuven said to Rachel, Me'atan Nischalu, that from now there should be a Chalais of Kedushin, Ibirubahu Lacha Shleshinayim, as long as I still want to marry you at the point that it comes to 30 days. And at that point, our Kedushin will be Chal Lemafreya, and therefore any Kedushin that she accepted from anyone else during that 30 day period would not be valid. As we explained, when the Gemara said that this is a Mushal, it's telling us that Mikanat Lemed, that from the Deen that we just mentioned, we could learn this din. And the Gemara's question now is, Mashal Man, from whose din were we able to learn this din, that if someone says to Isha, Skashlim Achshav L'Achshav Shoshim Yoyim, that his Kedushin is Chal L'Mafreya, Ilem Mashal Rabbi Yisrael B'Yuda, if we're learning this from the din of Rabbi Yisrael B'Yuda, Ha'oyme Im Yeshayis B'Yoyim, K'dei Lassim Mashar Putum G'deshav Im Lav Lav, Maisel Fi Rabbi Yisrael B'Yuda, the only time that Yud is Chal, is only if at the time that the Odin wants to do Yud with the Amariya, that there's actually a value of Shavaputa at that point, and therefore we see that the Kedusha is not Chal Mafreya, and it's only Chal at the point that he's actually Miyayida. And certainly you can't learn this din from the din of Rabbi Yisrael B'Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yisrael B'Yehuda, the Kedusha is actually Michal at a later point, and not Lamafreya. And therefore the Gemara states, Amar Rabbi Achabed Rav, Moshe Rabbanon, the Inachanami, we're learning this din from Rabbanon, since Rabbanon said, B'negeya on Odin, that is being Miyayida on Amariya, that Moshe Rishayin is the Kedusha that knew, and then at a later point, when the Odin decides to marry her, then the actual Kedusha happened Lamafreya at the point that he gave the money and the kesef kedushin to her father. And as Rashi says, that since the Chacham say that filo in shoyis the kesavri l'kach nitnu mois rishenis to ibn liyude hei miyud miachshav, as if he wanted to be miayidar, it should be considered that it was miayidar l'mafreya at the point of the original transaction. The lab mehi shaita miskali b'may mekatcha hashra, as if it wasn't from that point, how was he being mekatcha at this point if he wasn't giving her any kesef kedushin? And therefore, from here we learn that the same would apply if Reuven says to Rachel, skashli ma'achshav l'achshav shiyayim, that since at the point of 30 days, Reuven doesn't give any kesef kedushin to Rachel, so must be that this kedushin was chal l'mafreya and was chal at the point of the transaction. And the Gemara asks, l'chayr pshita, that this is not a major chiddush, and what is the Gemara trying to teach us? And the Gemara answers, ma'ar tema, halei omalei me'achshav, that since when the Odin bought the amavriya from a father, he didn't say l'ashim me'achshav, and even so, the kedushin is chal l'mafreya, so we may think when Reuven wants to be mekadesh Rachel, and instead of saying hiskashli me'achshav l'achshalesh me'ayim, he said hiskashli l'achshalesh me'ayim, that it also worked me'achshav, kamash malon, that is only in the case of me'achshav that we say that it works l'mafreya, but if he didn't say the lashim me'achshav, it would not work l'mafreya. And as Rashi explains, kamash malon haitano, the amal l'meidin hamashal medivri abanon, the amal achshav in iloi loi, that it's only when he said the lashim me'achshav that would work, but if he did say me'achshav, it would not work. And the reason why by yid it works, even though the Odin did not say lashim me'achshav, that is based on the chiddush of the Torah, that the Torah teaches us when an Odin buys an amavriya from a father, originally at the time of the transaction, it's as if he said that if I decide to go and be Mekadosh and be Me'ayira, the Kedushin should be Chal from this moment, based on the Kinyan that I'm giving you at the time of the transaction, and as the Rabbanan hold, that to my Yisrael is the Kedushin at new. And the Gemara continues, Tani Yidduch, we learned in another Braisa, HaMichas Bita V'Hach V'Kitcha La'acha, Sichit Be'odin M'Kodesh Yisrael Divra Be'ez Yehuda. Be'ez Yehuda holds that if a father sells his daughter as an Amavriya to the Odin, then prior to the Odin performing Yud with the Amavriya, the father goes and once again is Mekadosh Rachel to someone Menashok, then the din is that it's a valid Kedushin and the Odin would no longer be able to do Yud with the Amavriya. As the Braisa stated, Sichik Ba'odin, as if he played a joke with the Odin and Mekudeshes L'Sheni, and Rachel is now Mekudeshes to Reuven. And of course, if Rabbi Yisrael B'Yehuda holds that Moshe Rishayin is Lav L'Kedushin and New, this makes a lot of sense. However, Chum hold that since Moshe Rishayin is L'Kedushin and New, in Rachel Le'ayim Yayid, even though the Amavriya's father tried to be Mekadosh to Amavriya to a second man, as long as at some point the Odin decide to be Miyayid Amavriya, his Kedushin would be Chal, and the Kedushin of Reuven would not be Chal, because Moshe Rishayin is the Kedushin anew, and therefore his Kedushin was Chal Amavriya at the point of the transaction, which of course predated the Kedushin that the father accepted from Reuven. Once again, in this Braisa, the Gemara states that Mashal, that from this din we could learn to another din, B'negei Kedushin, as Lo'im Le'isha Re'at Mekudesh Li L'Acha Shalish Yirayim, that if Reuven says to Rachel that I want to be Mekadesh you after 30 days, Uba Achav Kitcha B'Tech Shalish Yirayim, and then Shem comes and tries to be Mekadesh Rachel within that 30 days, Shem Mekudesh L'Sheni, and since Reuven's Kedushin is only Chal after 30 days, therefore Shimon's Kedushin predates Reuven's, and Rachel would be Mekudesh to Shimon. And once again, the Gemara asks, Mashal Aman, and which of the Tanoim are we learning this din from? Are we learning this from the Rabbanan or from Rabbi Yisrael B'Yehuda? And the Gemara says, Elaim Rabbanan, if you can say we learn this from the Rabbanan, Ham Rabbanan, Rasul Yai Miyayid, Rabbanan actually hold that Benegeya Yud, the Kedushin actually is Chal Mafreya, and if the Odin is Miyayid the Amavriya, then his Kedushin would be Chal, and his Yud is Chal, even though the father of the Amavriya was Mekabel Kedushin from Reuven prior to Yud occurring, but the Maisa Yud occurs on Mafreya, and therefore the Yud really predated the Kedushin of Reuven. Elam Ravachabe Dereva, Mashal Rabbi Yisrael B'Yehuda, it must be that we're learning the din from the din of Rabbi Yisrael B'Yehuda, and just like Rabbi Yisrael B'Yehuda taught us that prior to the Odin doing Yud with the Amavriya, her father would accept Kedushin from someone else, and that Kedushin should be Chal, because Maisa Rishon is Lav L'Kedushin it knew. Therefore, the same din applies where Reuven says to Rachel, Harei Mekudeshes simply la'achas shleish yom. So if Rachel was mekabel kedushin from Shimon prior to 30 days, then Rachel will be mekudeshes to Shimon and not to Reuven. And once again, the Gemara asks pshita l'chayyur this din is pashut. Certainly, we can learn this from the din of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. And the Gemara answers ma'ar tema halei amala la'achas shleish yom. That maybe the only time Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda said that the kedushin is only chal at the end is because at the time that the Adon acquired the Amavriya, he did not say at that point that I'm giving you this money, I'm menashes to siyadili la'achas man. And therefore, we would say that Rabbi Yisrael said that's mekudeshes l'sheni because there was no ma'ase kedushin done previously. However, as Rashi says, in the case with Reuven, at the time that he gave her the money, said you should be kodeshes to me after 30 days, maybe we would say that even though Reuven did not say Elohim Achshav, but since he gave her the Mois Kedushin and the Kesef Kedushin at this point, it's as if he said, I want the Kedushin to be Chal from now, and therefore the Kedushin should be Chal from this moment, and she should be kodeshes to Reuven and not to Shimon, as long as Reuven still wants to marry her after 30 days. And the Gemara states, Kamash Blon, as Rashi says, that these cases are actually similar to each other. And Lemaisa, at the time that the Adon bought Amavriya and gave money to her father, at that point, there was Kesef that was given Al Das, that at some point, if he wants to be Meichel the Shibud and wants to be Meichel that money, then it would be a valid Kedushin and a valid Yid. So L'chayr, we should say that the Kedushin should be Chal from now, and maybe Rachel should not be Mekudeshes to the second person, and maybe she should still be Mekudeshes to the Adon. And even so, as Rashi says, that since the Adon did not say that the Yid should be Chal Me'achshav, he still say that the Kedushin is not Chal until the point that actually the Adon is Me'ayira, and therefore she would be Mekudeshes to the second person that the father was Mekadesha to. Therefore, from the words of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, we see that if Reuven says to Rachel, Harei Mekudeshes Le'achas Shleishim Yom, and then Shimon goes and Mekadesh Rachel without a time within 30 days, that she would be Mekudeshes to Shimon, and even though Reuven originally gave money to Rachel, we still don't say it's like a case of Me'achshav, and it's considered as if the Kedushin is only Chal after 30 days and not prior to that, since Reuven was Mekadesh Rachel Stam within 30 days, so she would be Mekudeshes to Shimon and not to Reuven. And just to point out that we learned this Gemara based on the Pshat of Rashi, who learned that the Lashon of Mashal that the Gemara used is not the standard way that we generally have a Mashal, and Rashi said, claiming Mikana Talamid from the Dinan that we just mentioned, we could learn to another Din. However, Taisus asked on Rashi, Bekasha, the Bekuli Gemara, HaMashal Balu Lamed Al Dava, that the standard way that we use the term Mashal is in order to tell us that from this Mashal, we're able to learn the prior Din, and not that we're learning this Din of the Mashal from the prior Din. And as Taisus says, Kamoy Mashal Ma'a Davadayma, because of this question as well as the other question, Taisus therefore learns Al Gemara differently. He actually learned that the dinim that we just mentioned are learned from the following mashal, and this is more of a classic way to understand the word mashal, and Ayin Taisus how he learns Al Gemara. Just to point out that we have to work out how do these braises work out according to the Shita of Nachman Yitzchak, who learned that even Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda agrees that Maisu Shainis L'Kedushin and Nu, and how would he fit this mashal into the words of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda if Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda actually learns that Maisu Shainis L'Kedushin and Nu, the din that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda stated of Mnei Sheis B'yam Kedi Lasin Maisha Reputa Mekudeshes V'in Lav Ein Mekudeshes is only Exeris HaKosev that's relevant to Amavriya, and L'Chir, how can we be Medamed that to the din of Kedushin as the Gemara seems to do in Al Gemara, V'tzarech Biyah, and we will stop over here.